may feel frustrations, disappointments, and headaches.
但有另外一啲嘅人相反地就会觉得有挫败、失望，甚至乎个心会痛啊！谂起嚟。
As Christians, we understand that family was originally intended for good.
作为基督徒，我哋明白家庭一开始嘅原意系好噶。
But we also understand the effects of sin has affected every relationship.
但我哋同样知道罪嘅出现影响咗每一段关系。
When friendships or work relationships don't work out, well, we can easily change it or end it.
我哋可以随时因为某啲原因咧，好容易变咗，甚至结束一段友谊或者雇员关系。
But not with families. Not only can we not change it.But by blood, they are always part of us.
但我哋嘅屋企上边咧，我哋就唔系咁容易做到啦，因为有血缘关系喺当中联系住。
This is why pain and messiness can be more intense when family relationship doesn't go right.
呢个正正就系令到我哋有问题出现嘅时候，会带嚟强烈嘅痛苦同埋混乱嘅感受。
But today I want to bring you good news.
但今日我要为你哋带嚟好消息。
In the Gospel of Matthew,
喺马太福音中
，Jesus proclaims the coming of His kingdom.
耶稣要宣告佢嘅国度即将来临。
He redefines the concept of family within it.
并且佢要咧对家庭呢个观念啊重新作出定义。
Well, let's dive into the passage and explore the requirements to be an integral part of Jesus' family.
让我哋一同深入了解呢一段经文，探索一下我哋点样成为耶稣家里边嘅一份子啊。
Matthew chapter 12, verses 46 to 50. While Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brothers stood outside wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside wanting to speak to you." He replied to him, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" Pointing to his disciple, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother."
马太福音十二章四十六节至到五十节，佢话耶稣还在对众人说话嘅时候，不料他的母亲和他兄弟站在外边，想要跟他说话。有人告诉他：看啊，你的母亲和你的兄弟站在外边，想要跟你说话。他却回答那对他说话的人说：谁是我的母亲？谁是我的兄弟？于是他伸手指着门徒说：看啊！我的母亲，我的兄弟，凡遵行我天父旨意的人，就是我的兄弟、姊妹和母亲。
Now let's see what we have here in this passage.
我哋一齐听一下究竟呢段经文讲啲乜嘢啊？
Jesus has been preaching, and his fame was increasing.
耶稣喺度讲道嘅时候，其实佢嘅声名已经大噪，好多人都认识佢啊。
People flocked to see his healing miracles and his ability to cast out demons.
啲人涌到佢跟前，为咗乜嘢啊？就系睇佢施行神迹、医病、赶鬼。
Some even wonder, if he was the awaited Messiah.
有啲人更加想知道啊，究竟呢一个耶稣系咪就系佢哋一直喺度等紧嘅弥赛亚咧？
As Jesus was speaking, someone informed him that.His family wanted to speak with him.
当下耶稣讲道嘅时候，有人就同佢讲话：，你屋企人嚟揾你啊，佢想同你讲啲嘢。
Now in the Gospel of Mark, we were told that Jesus' family, not yet believers,
马可福音俾我哋知道，耶稣嘅屋企人并非信众之一。
They were concerned that, well, Jesus hasn't been eating but busy talking.
佢哋净系对耶稣忙到连饭都食唔到。
And they were also concerned that his preaching was rather provocative.
同埋佢带有挑衅性嘅讲道，表示关注。
However, Jesus just continued to address the crowd and pose the question, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?"
不过耶稣继续咁去同人群讲嘢，并且提出一个问题：边个系我妈妈？边个系我弟兄啊
？Now, some of us might question, "Well, why Jesus seems so disrespectful to his own family? Or how come he doesn't even know his own family?
这个时候有些人一定会不太明白，为什么耶稣会问一些这么不尊重他家人的问题呢？奇怪了，难道他不太识他自己家人？
Now before we worked out why Jesus was asking those questions,
我们未开始去呢，究竟，看回究竟为什么耶稣会问这两个问题的时候，
Well let me share with you a story first.
让我分享一个故事给你听。
Now I knew a girl in fourth grade,who had to write an English composition titled My Father.
我呢認識得有一個四年班的女仔，她需要寫一篇作文，題目是我的爸爸。
Now her composition simply stated,
她的作文呢其實很簡單的寫的東西。
My father eats fish for breakfast. My father eats fish for lunch. And my father eats fish for dinner. This is my father.
真的很簡單，我的爸爸早餐吃魚，下午吃魚，夜晚都是吃魚，這個就是我爸爸了。
Now we all know that, well, this is not an acceptable writing for a fourth grader.
大家都應該很明白這一篇作文不可能是四年班寫出來的，不接受的。
Interestingly, the teacher asked the girl, Hey, have you got a cat for your father?
最搞笑的是個老師走來問個女仔，你爸爸是不是一隻貓來的？
Well, anyhow, the teacher just decided that to arrange a parent-teacher meeting.
但無論如何呢，老師呢就安排咗見家長啦。
Surprisingly, after the meeting, the girl was actually praised for her observation skills.
令人驚訝嘅呢就係呢，見完家長之後呢，個老師呢反而讚呢一個女仔嘅觀察力喎。
But of course she did fail the writing task.
不過作文嘅結果呢都係唔合格嘅。
Believe it or not,I was that girl.
你或者不會相信，這個女仔就是 Anita。
Well, I didn't live with my parents until in my primary school years.
其實在小學之前都不是跟她家人一起住的。
Now even then, I only saw them on Sundays, for they were just too busy working.
就算到了小學之後，她都只是禮拜日才會見到她家人，即是她爸爸媽媽，因為她們實在太忙於做事。
Well,I didn't really know my father, except the fact that he ate fish all the time.
Anita 真係唔好認識佢爸爸，除咗佢經常食魚呢個事實之外。
Now, with this as the background knowledge, the outcome of that parent-teacher meeting makes sense.
依家我哋有咗呢一個咁樣嘅背景之後，咁嗰次佢哋見家長嘅結果，咁就明白曬咯。
So coming back to the Bible passage, let's see how that background can give us a bit more insight.
咁我哋翻翻嚟今日嗰段经文嗰度，我哋同样可以一齐睇下呢段经文嘅上下文或者叫背景，去了解多少少啊。
Now in the Gospel of Matthew,
喺马太福音当中
，Jesus had been preaching about the coming kingdom of heaven, where God is the king.And Jesus is his son.
耶稣一直喺度讲紧将要嚟嘅天国嘅道理啊！喺嗰度，上帝系王，耶稣系佢嘅儿子。
But we also know Jesus has an earthly family, including his mum Mary and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, Judas, and two sisters.
我哋都知道耶稣同时拥有佢地上嘅家庭，包括咧佢妈妈玛利亚啦，仲有佢嘅兄弟雅各、约瑟、西门、犹大。仲有佢两个妹妹啊。
Now here's the interesting part.
但有趣嘅系
，Jesus took the interruption from his family as an opportunity to redefine his family, the spiritual one.
因为佢屋企人嘅打断问咗啲问，即系想揾佢啊。耶稣就顺水推舟，重新喺灵性上边定义乜嘢系屋企，乜嘢系家庭。
That's why he raised the rhetorical questions about who are his family.
喺呢度佢就因为咁样样，佢就问咗呢两条特别嘅问题啦。
Now he wants to make it clear that his family is not just being related by blood.
喺呢一度佢于是强调，成为呢一个家嘅一份子，唔系净系单纯因为有血缘关系。
Rather, it's about following him and doing the will of God.
反之是有关于跟随耶稣以及遵行神旨意。
Some of you may say, hey, my parents are Christians, but that doesn't automatically mean you are.
有人会说，我爸爸妈妈已经是基督徒了，但是不代表你会自动变成基督徒的嘛。
The reality is that not everyone who claims to follow Jesus will be part of his spiritual family.
事实是，所有人说自己跟随耶稣，不代表就能够成为这个属灵家里面的一份子。
So here we have Jesus highlighting the necessity of doing God's will. It's the way to become part of his family.
今天这一段经文耶稣要凸显的就是遵行神的旨意对于成为耶稣家里面的一份子有多么的重要。
Now, let me share a funny thing about a Cantonese word.
等我跟你分享一个很有趣的字。
Now, it took me years to understand.
我用了好几年时间才明白这个字的真正意思。
Now, our parents or grandparents often ask us,你今日乖唔乖啊？
我嘅爸爸妈妈咧，祖父母成日都会问我：你今日乖唔乖啊
？I used to think the word 乖 just meant being well behaved。
以前咧，嘅我咧就会认为乖咧，我循规蹈矩听话咪乖咯。
But if you are like me, I get frustrated because I thought I was well behaved, but my parents would always say to me, "No."This is still not good enough. They will always still be complaining.
但是如果你跟我一样的话，你可能都会好像我这样很迷茫，因为我认为我已经听话，我已经循规蹈矩了，但是为什么我的父母好像一直都不断地要求，不断有不同的投诉的？
But until I became an adult, hearing more other parents talking,
直到我成为一个真的大人，听了很多其他父母说这个乖字，
I've started to discover that the word 乖 actually involves fulfilling the desires of our parents.
我跟住发现原来这个乖字呢其实包含了很多满足我们父母的愿望。
Now, of course, my another frustrating thing is that, well, it includes all the unspoken and unreasonable desires of our parents.
当然啦，另外一个令到我觉得迷茫的位置呢，就是包括讲了一些其实他没有讲出来但是又不合理的一些的奢望。
Well, thankfully, the will of God is knowable and beneficial.
但是感谢神，他的旨意是我们知道的，可以而且是对我们有益的。
And that makes doing his will a lot more pleasant.
因为这样令到我们可以很开心很愉快地去遵行神的旨意。
But what exactly is God's will?
但是什么是神的旨意啊？
In the broadest sense, it includes everything he has decreed, commanded, or instructed in the Bible.
在广义来讲，它包含了在圣经里面所定下来所指示的一切。
Well, today we will focus on two key commands found in 1 John chapter 3, verses 23.
今天我们就主要集中在约翰一书三章二十三节当中提到的两个主要命令。
And this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us.
约翰一书三章二十三节那里讲到神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
So there are two commands from God.
这里有两个命令是从上帝那里来的。
The first part of the command is for us to believe in the name of God's Son Jesus.
第一个的命令就叫我们要信他儿子耶稣基督的名。
What's so special about his name?
咁究竟耶稣嘅名有咩特别啊？
Well, the name Jesus actually means savior.
耶稣呢个名主要嘅意思系救主。
It signifies that he saves people from their lives.
意味住佢系要将人从罪当中拯救出嚟。
Well, in Philippians chapter 2, as we read the verse today,
在腓立比书二章那里我们今天都有读过的一段经文里面。
Paul told us that Jesus has been given a name that is above all names, and at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
保罗话俾我哋知道，主耶稣嘅名系超乎万名之上嘅，叫一切喺天上、地下和地底下嘅，因耶稣嘅名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主。
Jesus' mission was to save us from our sins through his death and resurrection.
耶稣嘅使命系要藉住佢嘅死同埋复活，将我哋从罪当中拯救出嚟。
But don't forget, he has also been given authority where he identified himself as God.
但系唔好忘记啊，当佢确认佢自己系神嘅时候，同时都系佢得权柄嘅时候。
So when God commands us to believe in his son's name, it means acknowledging Jesus' identity, authority, and his saving work.
当上帝喺度命令我哋相信佢儿子嘅名嘅时候，其实表示紧要确认耶稣嘅身份、权柄以及佢救赎嘅工作。
Well, we need to understand that biblical belief goes beyond intellectual understanding.
我哋需要明白到圣经上边讲嘅信仰，其实系超越过我哋嘅智慧而嚟嘅理解。
We hear sermons and attend Sunday school, so we think, yeah, we're pretty good at knowing God.
我哋会听到翻主日学，因为咁，我哋以为我哋满肚经书，圣经嗰个经啊。
But I want you to know, real belief requires a trusting relationship with Jesus.
但我想你知道，真正嘅信仰系需要培育一个同耶稣之间有信任嘅关系。
Now, this is the Cahuasca Bridge from Peru.
呢个系一个嚟自秘鲁嘅一条绳索桥啊。
Now, this handmade rope bridge is actually made of brass and has stood for centuries.
呢座手制嘅草桥其实佢存在咗都数个世纪啊。
It is actually listed as a World Heritage Site.
因为咁已经被列入世界文化遗产。
Now stepping onto it requires genuine belief that, yeah, it will hold you.
要行上去咧，其实真系好需要一个信念，就系知道嗰条桥可以承受你嘅重量先肯行上去嘅。
Now simply understand is physics just not good enough.
仅仅从物理啊、数学等等嘅原理去理解呢条桥咧，系唔够嘅。
Well, similarly, believing in Jesus requires trust and taking that step of faith.
同样，相信主耶稣是需要踏出信心的一步，同埋有信心，那个信任。
Well, in the year 2021,
在2021年,
my husband faced a heart problem on top of his cancer.
Anita 的先生 Reggie 啦，佢本身是一个癌病的患者啊，咁同时间咧面对心脏问题。
He was quickly taken to emergency.
佢好快就已经送咗入去急症室。
COVID restrictions prevented family visits.
但因为 COVID 嘅限制，即屋企人唔能够去探。
When I was told.His heart functioning was down to 20%.
但系当我听到咧，医生话俾我听，佢个心脏功能得翻20%。
My brain told me, "Oh, he's in a good hand. The doctor would do their best."
我个脑咧就同我先讲啦，佢情况 OK 啊，几好啊，医生会尽力噶啦。
And even in the worst case scenario, I thought, "Well, I know with certainty that."He will be with the Lord.
再加上我有最坏的打算，我深信上帝同佢一齐嘅。
But my heart also said, "Hold on, I'm not ready."
但我嘅心咧又同我讲话，等等，我好似未准备好啊。
Well, you see, I haven't told my son what's going on, and he hasn't said goodbye to him properly.
我未同我个仔。讲发生乜嘢事，我而且亦未同即系俾佢哋可以咧好好道别啊。
Well, it was too late. Reg just had already been wheeled to the operating theatre instantly.
似乎已经太迟啦。Reg 已经咧俾人推咗入去手术室。
The bed was gone, and I was left all by myself in an empty room.
留翻落嚟嘅我，唯有系独自一个人向上帝祈求怜悯。
And I could only do, all I could do was only to pray to God for mercy.
可以做嘅，我就系祈祷去求上帝。
Then I reached out to my sister-in-law and reported the situation.
後來我揾咗 Reggie 嘅家姐同佢講翻阿 Reggie 而家嘅情況啊。
I texted my house group to pray for us.
我再咧即係打字咧誒 WhatsApp 咧話俾我組員為我哋祈禱啊。
I'll tell you, the loneliness in that empty room was just too much to bear.
我想同你講喺一個空洞洞嘅醫院病房裏邊，其實我真係承受唔到嗰種孤獨嘅感覺啊。
So I went down to the cafeteria.
我跟住就走咗落去個咖啡度。
It was interesting. God knew my need.
上帝知道我嘅需要。
Just as I got out of the elevator, I saw a familiar face.
我行出個 lift， 哦，我見到一個熟悉嘅面孔。
I bumped into the Christian nurse who helped my husband with his chemotherapy.
我撞到嘅就係阿 Reggie 當其時做化療嘅時候，曾經照顧過佢嘅一個基督徒護士。
We chatted and we prayed together.
當時佢同我一齊祈禱。
I was grateful that God's family extends beyond biological and church connections.
我實在感恩神嘅家能夠跨越血緣嘅關係，更加跨越教會嗰個連結。
It includes all believers in God.
將所有嘅信徒圈埋一齊。
Believing in Jesus doesn't magically make all doubts disappear.
相信主耶穌並唔係話好似變魔術咁將所有嘅懷疑或啊變走咗去。
It's totally normal to have moments of uncertainty because we're human.
有疑惑嘅時候係好正常，因為我哋都係人。
But here's the thing: true belief means sticking with it, even when things get tough.
但係真正嘅信仰就係你堅持落去，即使事件事情有幾艱難。
Remember that rock bridge? Well, it's like crossing it on a windy day.
记唔记得嗰条桥啊？就好似喺大风嘅情况底下，我哋要行过嗰条草桥。
You just have to hold on tight and keep moving forward.
你行嘅时候，你可以做嘅就系要捉实，然后继续前行。
Life won't be trouble-free just because you become a Christian.
相信耶稣之后，唔代表你生活上边所有嘅烦恼就冇晒。
We must know.That Jesus has proven his power in all his miraculous acts, especially in his own resurrection.
但我哋必须要知道一样嘢，耶稣已经证明咗佢嘅能力，系喺佢所行嘅神迹奇事上边，特别系佢复活嘅事上边显明出嚟。
Jesus is the ultimate conqueror, defeating sin and even death itself.
佢系最终嘅胜利者，耶稣已经战胜咗罪，甚至死亡本身。
When we believe in him, we can become a part of his family.
当我哋相信佢，我哋就能够成为佢家中嘅一份子。
Now this is to fulfill the will of our heavenly Father, for he purposed us to be his people.And he is to be our God.
呢个就系实现我哋实现天父嘅旨意，因为佢嘅旨意就系要我哋成为佢嘅子民，而佢就系我哋嘅神。
So here is the big question for you.
以下就系一个重要嘅问题想问你。
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
你会愿意相信主耶稣吗
？Do you believe?He is the victorious king where death could not hold him.
你会唔会愿意相信佢系一个得胜嘅君王，死亡并唔能够去拘禁佢啊
？And are you willing to trust him with your whole life?
你又愿唔愿意让佢嘅让你嘅一生系喺信靠佢呢一个嘅信念底下？
The second command of God was found in 1 John is that we are to love.
第二个的命令就是在这个的约翰一书那里找到，就是我们要去爱。
So to do the will of God means we are to love one another.
即是履行神的旨意意味着我们要彼此相爱。
But what is love?
那究竟什么是爱呢？
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it says, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it's not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking.It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails.
哥林多前书十三章那里讲到什么是爱啊？爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不作害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。
Let me tell you.Real love goes beyond our own needs and requires looking beyond ourselves.
让我告诉你，真正的爱其实是超越了自我的需求。你见的不是自己，是超越了自己。
It's about giving glory to God and reflecting Jesus' love.
这个是关于将荣耀归返给神和反映耶稣的爱。
The biblical definition of love actually challenges our self-centered culture.
圣经当中对爱的定义其实挑战着我们以自我中心这个文化。
When Jesus washed his disciples' feet, he gave them a new commandment to love one another.
当耶稣帮门徒洗脚的时候，他给他们新的诫命，告诉他们就是彼此相爱。
And we are to love him as he did.
我们要好像他这样去爱。
This love is humble, unconditional, and empowered by the Holy Spirit.
这个爱是谦卑、无条件，并且从圣灵那里可以得着能力。
And we need to know is that faith is actually an action word, and true belief.Is shown through actions.
我们要相信这个的 faith 一个信心是一个行动的词语，即是说真正的信仰你要通过行动才可以去显明出来的。
And of course, to love, we need to start by knowing one another.
当然你爱的话，首先要去了解对方，了解开始。
What is more practical that we actually take action right away?
咁點樣可以實質咁去我哋做出嚟咧
？Well, by the end of the service, will you actually reach out to someone sitting nearby that you don't know and perhaps invite them to morning tea just to get to know them better?
我建議你就係喺崇拜之後，你會唔會願意喺你身邊嗰度望下周圍，揾一個你唔係好認識嘅人？邀请他一起一阵间去这个的去饮杯茶，彼此认识一下呢。
Well, to love goes beyond hi and bye, that kind of culture.
爱是需要超越 hi 和 bye 这种寒暄一下的文化。
It requires sharing our life to foster that deeper connections.
是需要通过分享我们的生活，你才可以加深大家之间的联系。
Are you prepared to share lives with one another?
你准备好同人分享你自己的生活没有？
Now, love can be communicated through speech.
爱亦都可以通过沟通交谈来展现出来。
Are we choosing to give compliments and concern and care instead of criticisms and complaints?
我哋讲嘅嘢当中，我哋会唔会愿意选择系赞同埋关注、赞美佢、关注佢，而唔系净系批评或者系抱怨呢
？As followers of Jesus, our love should resemble His love, patience, kindness, and selflessness.
作为耶稣嘅跟随者，我哋嘅爱应该好似佢咁样样，充满耐性、仁慈同无私。
Well, let us strive to imitate His love in our relationship.
让我哋一齐努力去建立关系上边学校主耶稣嘅爱。
Well, remember the story I shared about not knowing my father when I was young.
记唔记得我啱啱之前分享关于咧我细个嘅时候唔系太认识我爸爸嘅故事啊
？Well, even now, I actually still don't know my father well.
其实到而家咧，我都真系唔系好了解我爸爸嘅都。
My family moved to Australia, and I live with my siblings.
当时我哋全家搬嚟澳洲嘅时候，其实我同兄弟姊妹住嘅啫。
Both my parents actually returned to Hong Kong 6 months after we landed.
我的父母呢其实在6个月之后已经回香港了。
Now, throughout my high school years and even into adulthood, there were limited opportunities for us to actually connect.
从我在高中到我成年我都很少机会跟他们有接触。
I have to say, I'm still grateful for the discovery of my biological family.
我仍然都好感恩，因为我仍然可以咧，即系去探索一下我嘅原生家庭。
Because when I was little, I actually thought I was an orphan, and sometimes I still do.
因为我细个嘅时候，或者甚至乎有阵时，我而家咧，我都会以为我自己系咪一个孤儿。
However, it was through becoming a Christian that I was introduced to a family where I can learn what it means to be a family.And experience genuine love and acceptance.
但当我成为咗基督徒之后，我开始对家庭有重新嘅感受，嗰个嘅定义啊。因为喺个屋企里边，喺呢一个嘅基督徒嘅屋企里边，我哋重新体验得到乜嘢系亲情，同埋真正嘅爱同接纳。
I don't know what your family is like, but I would like to extend an invitation for you.To join our family.
唔知道你嘅屋企系点样样，不过今日我好想诚意邀请你加入我哋呢一个大家庭。
This is a place where you can discover love, support, and acceptance.
一个可以体验一份深深嘅爱、支持同接纳嘅一个地方。
While we are not perfect,
我哋并唔完美，但系当我哋相信耶稣。
Will you find the courage to place your trust in Jesus Christ, who loves you unconditionally, saves you from your sins, and restore your relationship with God the Father?
你能不能够有勇气去将你嘅信放喺主耶稣嘅身上，因为佢无条件咁去爱你，拯救你脱离罪恶，并且恢复你同天父之间嘅关系。
I'm going to ask everyone to close your eyes, so we can have a private moment with God.
让我而家邀请大家合上你嘅双眼，等我哋可以同神有一个独处嘅时候。
I'm going to invite those.Who want to be part of God's family, or those who have left the faith for a while but want to rejoin our family again?
我想邀请嗰啲想成为上帝家里边一份子嘅你，或者曾经离开过信仰一段日子嘅你，而家你想重新翻去主嘅家当中。
Please pray with me in the next moment.
请你一息间同我一齐祈祷。
You can silently echo my words to God in your mind, or even simply say in your heart, God, that's what I'm praying right now.
你可以静静地跟住我同上帝祈祷，又或者喺心里边默念咁，上帝啊，呢个就系我而家嘅祈祷。
So let us all close our eyes, bow our heads, and if you genuinely want to follow Jesus, whether for the first time or recommit yourself.Please pray with me.
当我们合上双眼，你想起如果你真的想跟耶稣，无论是第一次还是重新承诺，请你和我一起祈祷。
Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner.
亲爱的主耶稣，我知道我们是一个罪人。
And I ask for your forgiveness.
我现在求你宽恕。
I believe you died for my sin and rose from the dead.
我相信你是为我的罪而死，并且从死里复活。
I'm willing to turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and my life.
我愿意离开我的罪，并且邀请你进入我的心里边同埋我的生命当中。
I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior from now on.
我愿意相信并且跟随你，让你成为我的救主。
Thank you for inviting me that I may be part of your family.
感谢你的邀请，让我成为你家里边的一份子。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you pray that prayer with me,
如果刚才你跟我一起祈祷的话，
would you raise your hands just for a minute?
你可不可以举起你的手啊？
Well, praise God, like you really give joy to my heart when you actually decide to commit your life to Christ.
感謝主，你願意真係舉起你嘅手，同埋你同我一齊祈禱，去將你嘅生命交俾你嘅主。
Now, for those who are online, I probably can't see you, but please make sure that you also tell someone in our church, so that they can contact you.
如果你喺線上面，我哋見唔到你，但係唔緊要，我哋咧都邀請你可以同我哋教會嘅弟兄姊妹你所認識嘅聯絡，等我哋日後可以同你有跟進嘅機會。
Well, if you just pray this prayer today, can I actually encourage you? I know it takes a lot of courage, but I would love you to just go to where the sound desk is, near where the door is, and some of our brothers and sisters will be coming and talk to you a little bit more about this family.
至於今日咧，同我剛才有一齊祈禱嘅朋友啊，我知道需要一啲勇氣噶啦，不過我都鼓勵你啊，你可以起身咧，去到咧後邊嗰個出入口嘅位置，我哋有弟兄姊妹咧，好想親自咁去歡迎你，同你講多啲有關於呢一個嘅家庭啊，我哋呢個主嘅家庭啊。
So please take the courage and go.
Yeah.
Well, today.We have been reflecting on the word family.
今日我哋咧喺度讲紧关于 family， 即系家庭啊。
It certainly carries both joys and challenges.
系啊，当中其实系有开心，亦都有挑战。
Jesus redefines the concept of family within his kingdom.
耶稣啊，重新喺佢嘅天国嘅嗰个国度嗰度定义呢一个嘅家庭。
He emphasized the necessity of obeying the Father's will.
佢强调咧，我哋系需要去要去要去咧遵行佢嘅旨意噶。
That is believing in Him and loving one another.
相信佢同埋咧彼此相爱。
Well, for Christians, let us persevere in our faith, trusting in Jesus and allowing His enabling Spirit.To help us to live out His love in our lives.
如果你是基督徒的话，我们继续有这个的信心在神的里面，去相信祂，祂继续走去这条路。
Well, let's bow our head and pray.
让我们一同都低头祈祷。
Heavenly Father,
天上的父。
Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being a part of your family.
感謝你讓我哋有幸成為你家裏邊嘅一份子。
And for the love you have shown us in Jesus Christ.
特別係喺主耶穌嗰度去向我哋展示你嘅愛。
May we continue to grow in our faith and be a source of love and encouragement to both our biological and spiritual families.
求你让我们在信仰上不断地去成长，无论在地上还是属灵的家当中，让我们能够成为爱和鼓励的泉源。
We pray for all of us who may be struggling or facing challenges in our family relationships.
我们为我们在家庭关系里面其实都会面临有挣扎挑战的朋友祈祷。
Grant us comfort, wisdom, and healing.
求你赐给我们有安慰、智慧，并且求你医治我们。
Help us to remain steadfast in our faith and love one another.
求你都帮助我们在信仰上面坚定不移，并且继续的彼此相爱。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Amen.
阿们。
以下落嚟咧，系我哋有奉献。奉献咧，系我哋每一位基督徒对神嘅爱嘅回应。奉献咧，可以透过将你哋嘅奉献放喺门口嘅奉献箱啦，或者系用电子转账嘅方式，亦都可以嘅。我哋奉献嘅时候咧，我哋请唱诗《生命圣诗509首》。